north. He's got trouble. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 out of 10.
He's hurt.
Yeah. I don't know if he's hurt. Who cares about his age? The bottom line is, he's slow. He has a total pace rating of 166. Rack has a total pace rating of 173. 8, 7 lengths. Go. It's not much of a decision. Okay, I'm going to use those. The pace lines I'm using are top line complete forward, top line on B, top line on run, top line. Yeah. I'm not much for complicated pace line decisions. I'm going to two adjust because it's the only thing that makes sense. I'm going to bypass that real fast. Now Jimmy's going to talk to you about this. This is just a block of numbers. I never looked at it. Whoa, I'm going to get in real trouble here. Do I move this or do I move
Could you tell me which ones he picked?
Which horses?
Yeah.
Company Accords.
No.
Right.
Okay, bring me down a little bit.
Yeah.
And Manterilla.
Yes.
Okay.
And
Rack.
Oh,
Rack.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought you had a little pointer in yellow. Ah, you got the little pointer in yellow. All right. Here's our two sprinters, Rack and Vince. Here's our three routers down at the bottom. And this is a problem the KGen has had. No matter what we do, unless we just simply eliminate them practically, sprinters always look good. It has to do much more with the way the racing form reports the times, I think, than the actual deceleration figures, but it's just a tough one. There's Vent, he's going to start a little faster up here and decelerate a lot sharper and finish a little below. And then see, here's our real routers. And they don't look so good. Now let's look. This is, by the way, sustained pace. If your KGen does not variegate for you, but sustained pace, you can sort of variegate it by eye and say who's going to be on the lead. And that's, or you can run it through energy. KGen saves in the energy format.
If you see two sprinters on top of your sustained, that's looking pretty good for sprinters stretching out.
Absolutely. But it's hard to trust. So let's look at the next one. Here's Early. Well, you've got to figure that your sprinters are going to be on top of Early. Although Rack doesn't look so good on Early.
He's
blown. Yeah. No, these are two adjustments. Now this race draw, who cares what draw is? Raw means that Venturi and Rack are straight flatlined across the top here, and everybody else is down here. When you look at the sprinters and routers, raw is meaningless. And we also have three different tracks here. Ryan's coming off a Santa Anita two-turn mile. B's coming off a Hollywood one-turn mile. Complete Accord's coming off a Hollywood two-turn mile. So we're really looking at three different tracks, essentially. On our raw, in this case, it's nonsense noise. I'm not even going to waste time with it. Those are just numbers, who cares? Here are your deceleration numbers, and amazingly enough, I'm going the wrong way. Can you get a bigger screen?
And pull back?
No, apparently not. It has to do with the way that you fit. Okay. I'm not much of an expert on this thing. I tend to look at the graphs, not much else. But basically what it's attempting to do is show you the kinetic potential for each half furlong. And what you can do is see that a horse, it says Rack is very deficient in the first half furlong, which is surprising because it's a sprinter. And actually comes on much better toward the end. Whereas, which button were you pushing? I want to be able to read the name. Okay. And here's Ventura, our other sprinter. And as you can see, he seems to match up very well, which we've seen. Now let's go on and I'm going to call a new disc to. And I'm going to use the same horses, the same pace line. I'm not going to look at it raw. That's what this question is at. Kinetic generator. That means look at it raw. And I'm going to say no because it's still nonsense figures. Got the same horses, same pace lines, any scratches. We're still going to use a two adjust because we still have a mix of horses. I'm going to mix that. Whoops. Never mind. It's not screwed up. I am. Okay. I'm sorry. This is the just the one that we just looked at. Hit another wrong button. There's what I want to get to. Okay, I'm going to still alternate adjust. Now it's going to show you something new. And that's not the right button. That's not the right button. Look this way a little bit here. I don't want to be able to see it.
That's great.
It doesn't look good, Spence here. Come on.
What'd you do? Superman vision.
I pushed this one up here. Well, if you could see. hey! Now, move it to the left just to hide here. Just in case. Those of you who are seeing KGen for the first time are seeing something that's just as confusing as the rest of this damn program. What is doing is suggesting sprint to route. Now, this is an experimental version. It's not automatic yet, but it will be.
Yeah, it is automatic.
Put it in on.
Not yet. It does.
It does?
Oh, yeah.
Don't you have to press C to scratch and read?
Now, that is, let me go ahead. I'll say something.
Oh, go ahead.
All right, now, this does is it does. Comments on the race, the date of the race, today's distance. Any time that you say today's distance is a route, and when you start putting these horses in, it looks for sprinters. And any time there is a sprinter in the race, it will do this. Now, it will do it automatically. That's why that in the race that's going on through, it still got the two sprinters because it made the adjustment and accepted. But we want you to look and see if it is really a sprinter. This horse runs a 137.4. A 111.137.4. Is this horse a contender in today's race? If it is, I would really just take it and scratch it and put it in on this pace line using the regular beaten lengths.
Which is exactly what we will do here in just a moment.
It'll run automatic.
It will do it automatic, but in certain instances, do a two adjust to make it a slow sprinter. So this is why we're saying, is this sprinter a true route contender? Press C to scratch or re-enter the above times in fifth. You can scratch the horse by pressing C, or you can re-enter it using 45-1, 111, 137-4.
What does it do if you just default it?
If you default it, and you put in a horse that runs a 113 final time, it's going to give him a humongous adjustment if you use a two adjustment. You're adjusting a slow horse. But once you've looked at this and you see, you know, you can go ahead. We suggest that you re-enter it to get a feel, but it will make the adjustment. Now, it will do only a 6 furlong, 6.5, and a 7. It will not adjust or stretch out a 5.5 or a 7.5. It will not stretch out a 7 furlong into a mile 70, nor a mile 40, in case you have any of those tight distances. Now, if you've decided the horse is a real contender, and down and dirty you want to just accept it like it is, that's fine, and you don't want to re-enter it using these times, go ahead and do it that way. Yeah.
You know, when you entered it the first time at 6 furlong, put in the time, in the beaten lengths, what did the program do to adjust it when it matched it up that's going to be different than if you put in this one? I don't...
It did the multiplier. It treated it just exactly like a sprint.
And it did the... It had the three multipliers and a multiplier.
It has the three multipliers, which are universal, work on any track. It'll work on your Northern California.
So if you use this, what's the difference? Is this... In other words, if it's already done it,
yeah,
why would you want to go back to redo it?
Because once we put it, if we say do it, somebody's going to put in a dang slow horse and you're going to buy it.
The idea is simply to say you got here, you got a 137.4. What does that look like again?
What does that look like in today's race?
You got Bee's Luck at 137 on a one turn mile. That probably translates to about a 138 here.
Okay.
That's the only one I'm talking about. You've got Ryan's Grandma on a 137 beaten 4.25. That sort of makes this horse a contender.
Sure. So right. In other words, you say
take a look at it and say, now if this was a 139, now you'd have to say, well, that sprinter just doesn't stretch out. Very few people can look at a sprinter and say, ah, this sprinter can run a 137 or a 138 or a 139 mile. I can't do it. I depend on either, you know, one of the programs, phase one, this, something. Something has to tell me this is a 137.4 horse, beaten a half.
I would say on this particular...
I still have a question. Are these numbers that it's showing what I'm going to get? If I just say,
yes.
Okay.
Okay, if we simply hit enter, it will be automatically translated. I didn't realize it.
Well,
Last night I actually did the translation.
The program will run these numbers.
Correct.
So the reason for showing them is
simply
see whether
to
I
verify,
right.
Verify that you're not stretching out I'm Early, who is going to come up with these numbers. He came out of the same race. So he's a 137 beaten 7. That makes him a 138.2. Does 138.2 match up against a 137 on the lead? A 137 beaten 4?
No.
So we now can say that if I'm Early had made it into the machine, at this point we look at him and say, a 138.2 doesn't cut it against horses that can run 3, 4.
But now remember, it would have given him a 137 because it doesn't figure the beaten lengths in.
Right. I'm going back.
You got to look at the pace of the race. He's going back, and Eddie's a big length and said, hey, he can't make it. We've done this on purpose because we want to make people a little more, we try to make things as automatic as possible, but we want you more of what you're doing. You know, so you've got a sprinter stretching out and he's running a 139, are you going to make him a contender? You know, kind of look at the race and say, now, am I going to make this a automatic or a two adjustment?
Can I just clarify something about those numbers? Those numbers are the pace of the race is projecting, not taking account of the beaten length.
Right. The pace of the race, as you put in, it is multiplying, using the multiplier and turning it into a route, 6 furlong into a route.
Right.
The beaten lengths are still going to be used. They're just not used in this.
They are put in. If you put him back in, you put him back in with the original beaten length.
So if this horse was beaten 4 lengths in the first call of the sprint,
You put in a 45 at 1, beaten 4.
Right.
Exactly. So he's beaten 4 lengths at the 71, put in 111, beaten 4 lengths.
This is right. So we're going to put this in as 45.05, 111, 137, beaten 5 3/4, 4.5, 2.5, 0. That's the entry line that I'm going to use. As a matter of fact, go right on through here and show you what you get. There's 11:30, the same pace lines, but I've done the sprint for route work. Same 5 horses, any scratches, not yet. We're still going to do a 2 adjust because we still have 2 sprinters that we guessed at. This is a very educated guess. Remember, it's still a guess. We've got 3 horses, so a 2 is the only adjustment that makes sense here. And now let's look and see what we got. And here you can see it's rationalized things a little bit. Remember, the 2 sprinters were zip across the top. Now we've got them looking. You can't tell those 2 horses apart hardly. And we can take a look at the other horse. Here's a horse that starts there and just elevates like a stone going down a well. This is sustained pace. So basically, if your own eye or energy program or whatever method you use to predict how races will run, if your model tells you this track is going to, then whatever it is, this is the chart you look at. And here you're going to bet rack and bend. Now, if your energy program or whatever else you're using tells you that it's going to be early race or anything, it's not early so much, is it everything other than sustained or is it
Other than sustained.
If it's other than sustained, in other words, you think it's going to be an early race or a pressing race, now we're going to bet and I'll tell you something. I have never had much confidence in the sprinter route abilities of KGen or even Energy. When I first got it, Energy would get a 115 sprinter on top of a horse whose internal fraction was 109. Love sprinter. And he fixed it. And he's been fixing it ever since. It is probably, we have not, this is the problem that still we're beating our heads against the wall on phase one, sprinter stretching out. There is no way to do this right. There's only good guesses. This is by far the best I've seen. It really nailed this race, and I did a few others last night. Very, very active. I think I wouldn't bet my life on it, but you can bet your money on it. And that's something. I have never liked anything. I never liked the multipliers, nothing that I ever feel did a good job on sprint to route. This isn't perfect, but it's by far the best attempt ever done.
So who won?
Who cares? We're looking at process here.
opposed to a two-turn.
That's why I...
You did other...
This was a one-turn mile.
Right.
And to answer your question, then, to me, paid $16. Now, if you want to get a little sexy on this race, the problem with the bet is rack is 3 to 5. I have a serious problem with rack and wild that possible. And as far as I can tell on this, there's no real way to get that horse to finish second. Being a very seriously nice exact. That one, listen, Voodoo gets the winner of $16. I will never complain about any program that puts $16 horses on top.
Well, it missed the place one.
Yeah, tough nugget. All you have to do is throw rack out and key bet with the other three contenders. Come on, throw out.
Dick, can you show the first line of first series of numbers prior to going to this graph? Just a second.
Yeah, if I can drive back there. You mean like these?
No, first...
And I gotta go all the way back, okay.
Yeah.
You wanna see these?
I'd like to see the KXD single KP.
Okay. He's a man who uses program.
You remember the names of the horses with the K?
I just think of the line.
Okay, let's go back and see what we need.
Count is our place for us. Now, here is a place, maybe you can get that place horse off of this sucker. He has the best KSBC, whereas the winner is poor. So, you pay your money, you take your choices. I don't, obviously, do not handicap with this program. I use it as a contender selector. I tend to look at the graphs. Any horse that's in the top three or four on those graphs gets into my machine because it makes some rather spooky calls. And I want to look at a balanced approach to the race. I'm going to put them in the top three on either, and sometimes the top four, on either graph. Then dump them in the energy and do some real serious.
Say the... That's another problem for if you're an energy user, you're going to have to re-enter the, you save this race, it's saved as a 6 furlong with the 6 furlong times. So when if it goes into energy, it's looking at it as a 6 furlong horse. So if you need to copy those times down for energy's benefit.
Just write them down, scratch the horses, re-enter. It takes about a minute. I did it last night. This, if you're looking at here, if you look at the distances, you'll see it's changed the last two, which are Rack and Venturia and Rack, to Rock. Changed them to eights, which is the distance of today's race. It will adjust to today's race.
You would change the entry time for those sprinters.
So I like that.
Use the heat adjustment.
Particularly, yeah, because heat adjustments hit them with the club. Let's get the wall out. Now, many times, I think after you do this, now you can ignore the E adjustment and do give it an automatic adjust, which is a much more sophisticated adjustment process. Because you no longer have sprinters and routers. You've got a sprinter out from where you can trust.
It'll solve a lot of the one and two adjust problem that people are having. Except, you know, in a mixed match of a race like this where you have to have it.
The reason we're two adjusting is these three horses, not those two. The sprinters.
This horse is one of them from Santa Anita, one of them from Hollywood one turn, and then we've got
a Hollywood two turn.
A Hollywood two turn. So it's crying for a two adjust.
In energy as well?
Yes.
In energy, absolutely, because how's energy going to separate? Listen, Lee's Luck ran a 137 flat.
Would you use it?
Brian's grandma ran a 137 4.5. Now, do you want a program that gets Bee's Luck over Ryan's, and yet the horses ran identical races? Ryan ran on a one-turn mile. Energy doesn't know one-turn miles.
I'm confused because I was told not to use the two adjustment in energy.
No, you weren't.
Well, it's three.
Adjustment if you want to know.
I'm sorry. It's E-adjusted energy. E-adjusted, if you want to call. I see what you're saying.
Yes.
We have programs that do it three different ways.
Do the energy by getting the three and entering the adjustment, yes.
Well, that evens out all the total energy.
Yes, absolutely. And it doesn't show on.
That's the manual adjustment, yeah.
Right. E-adjusted.
Instead of two, which is the ultimate.
I'm used to using KGEN and even other experiments where you can't get to, and it gets confusing when there's 15 versions of the program.
But in most instances, it eliminates making the two adjustment on KGEN and the E adjustment on energy, because that you have turned these 6 furlong horses into routers. Unless in a situation like this where it's just different track and different distances, same as involved.
If you take the KGEN base level, enter it into energy, then do you enter the adjustment that energy comes up with on the E?
It would be the same, yes. It's going to be the same adjustment on either of the two programs.
Most of the time, once you get to energy and you've done this work, changing this, you can probably go right into an automatic.
Now, energy will not get that sprinter. Unless you enter it on the new route line, it just won't do it. That is the problem that we've had that has been solved with the KGEN, with this conversion. And you don't have to be afraid of this. The only thing you have to be afraid of it is using a horse that can't stretch out.
Hey, you have energy on here. Let's take a look.
Al? And Jimmy, are you going to go over some of those graphs from KGEN?
Yeah, we're going to do that. I'm not very good at that. And so I'm going to leave that to Jimmy. He knows this program better than he knows his own mother. So that's
well, if you say, if you make the adjustments in KGEN, scratch the horse, you're into the new line, and you save it, then it'll come up on energy as an agent.
No, it won't come up as an agent. Okay, let's take a look and we'll see, because here I'm going to load it. This is what the sprinter's in, with the sprint lines in, the 6 furlong lines in. And we're just going to, obviously we're still going to do a 2-adjust?
No, 3.
Oh, right. A 3-adjust.
Dick is having a problem with this because he's testing the deceleration that does a 2-adjust.
Adjusted total energy, and here you can see on the raw total energy, we got a 168, 167, and then three horses grouped pretty close together around 160. Well, hey, come on, you've got to do something over here. These are sprinters. Sprinters, because of the racing form reporting, because they tend to go faster early, because they don't have to go fast late, because they're not running late. They stop the race at 6 furlong. Have higher energy. Okay. If you think that means the sprinters always beat routers, you're in for a long handicapping career. Over here, we've equalized them. As Howard is so fond of saying, we turn energy into synergy, into ultras again. Our energizer is Rack, Paragons, It likes the play choice a lot better than the... Now it's going to call this race. Here's where you find out how the race variates. So we're going to bet our early graph on Cajun, if you want to bet Cajun, or you're going to bet here. Early Presley, you're going to look here, and you're going to look here. And notice here is our winner. Oops. Now, it's not a total loss. Here's our place horse. If we bet him across, he looks pretty strong, doesn't he? That's a $13 place price, $8 show price. If you have a horse 17 to 1, you should be putting a little into the back hole. Hey. So it's not going to be a disaster. But I'll tell you, getting to these sprinters is pretty difficult. Pretty difficult. Here's, on the other hand, here's our 3 to 5 favorite. Tough to buy. Let's come up on the Paragons. Nah.
Wait, they go back.
Now let me show you something. Go through the engine on energy. How do I do that? Just hit enter there. Hit enter. Hit enter. Hit E. And enter. And hit enter.
You want to start
that? Now, on the bottom, I can't see the bottom. I got to find out which screen is on. This is also an updated energy. There's this.
Oh, you want to go that way?
I need to see the bottom because at the bottom, the multiplier has also been added to energy.
Here, hold on.
Hit M and see if it's on there. M and enter.
It's not on there, Jimmy. It's not on the screen.
Okay, next screen then.
Okay, here it is.
On the second screen,
okay, down at the bottom it says M for multiplier. I don't see if it's going to show. No, it's still not going to show.
But it does say M for multiplier.
So
now this is the latest version of energy. So say, golly, I want to look at it in energy. I've looked at it on the two adjust. I've looked at it. Now I've run them through energy, and I forgot my dang multiplier. I didn't write it down. So put it in and go to the engine and look here what it does.
Bingo, there it is. We just hit M down at the bottom. I didn't even know any of this stuff.
Now, the only problem here is that you must scratch. Look here. You must scratch. It makes you scratch it.
You have to scratch and re-enter, which we're going to do right now. And let's see what happens. Save race to distance. New race, yeah. Because now we're going to load the same race. Done with sprint to route. We are walking a tight rope. I don't know what this is going to show either. I've never looked at this race.
Three.
I screw up.
Now another thing, once you have changed that and enter it, it won't let you use the multiplier anymore. Because it changed that pace line.
Which energy can straighten this thing out. I just automatically went to the two. But you know something? I don't know if we need the two adjusters.
No,
or three adjusters. E adjusters. You look at this, look what a nice job that multiplier has done to straightening out those last two. All of a sudden, bingo, they are it's right where we want them. Third from the bottom. Here's our winner. He's there. There's other ones. I think we could get away with the one. Let's look and see what it does here.
Rank is Paragon A and B, which you probably should be. Mm-hmm. With the 137 blank.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you something. The call that I think makes this race, which I made yesterday, I took $900 out of this race. Is scratch rack. But that's not what we're here about today. We're here about showing you that with rack in, and let's face it, most people have a lot of trouble scratching 3 to 5 favorites that just won at today's last level. So,
why did you scratch it?
Yeah.
Because it's Saturday, my friend.
See, Benton Rank on Paragon A, Benton Rank on Paragon B. You know, you can't ask for anything much better.
Now let's see. Called it sustained. Here's us use sustained voices, Benton Rank. You see the difference that using this multiplier has made in this program? This is 2 adjusted. We'll go back and look at 1 adjusted in a minute. I still think the 2 is probably the more logical to use. But look at Ben. 2 early. 3 pressure, 2 sustain. Is that a bettable horse? You bet. Even if it called it presser, you'd have to take a long look at that horse.
Even if they call it early.
If it calls it presser, now you have a decision to make. But I think you might be able to break the tie there. It's up to you. He's also your 0 MUV horse. That horse is open for business, as you'll probably be bet anywhere. Paragon B is the one we'll look at. There he is. And here's your place horse. Now, you'll notice that he called it 1, 2, 3. All of a sudden, I have trouble getting to that place horse. KGen has trouble getting to the place horse. This is why we have 2 programs, KGen and Energy. Energy is the handicapping. KGen does voodoo dances. Hey, in my lab, KGen has that winner right to the top, $16. However, you bet the top, the 3, that's $176 exacto for every $2 invested. That was a very tasty hit. Very tasty hit.
This isn't a bad program. I ought to use this, Jimmy.
I've been using this program. I was the first. I was the very first energy user. Not counting, of course, Howard and Jimmy aren't users. They're creators. And I love this program because it does things like that and it gets this horse.
Look through it wrong, okay, and see what it does.
Okay, we're going to go back into the...
That is how you use both programs in conjunction with each other, because it did get the place horse. And you see that it doesn't get it unless you use the multiplier. It won't get the winner.
Absolutely not. That's what... This is a race that before the multiplier, we lose. This is one of our 30% that we lose. The multiplier turns this race into a win bet, a winning win bet, and a very nice exacta. And even if you're betting a rack and he's so low, you think, well, he's got to get 70% of the bet. So you split your bet 70-30. You still have 30% of your bet on a $16 horse. And you can't complain too much about that.
Look at your EXTC.
And yesterday, I didn't have the multiplier. I lost that race. I had to play his horse. I bet that horse across the board, the horse to play.
We'll lose it this time.
Now, I
just want to go back. I want to go back and look at this race automatically just because I think we may be able to see what this is. Again, I can look at the raw total energies and say, bingo, they're just right there. 159 is the bottom, 39 is the bottom, that's much less than 2. Here's our top at 160.99. I think that we can, let's see what it does. It calls it against sustain. go, oh, we lose the place horse. The two adjust gets the place horse. Yeah. But hey, check out on winner, check out on, and if you're any kind of a traditional handicapper, that's rank. Where does that leave comp? In third place. Thank you very much. Here's rack and bent all over the place. You can't get around rack and bent. Going to the one adjust instead of the two crosses the place short down to third and fourth.
Why are we going to scratch rack? Ordinarily speaking.
Well, I'll tell you what, I scratch rack. Some of you will. Jimmy won't agree with my research, but it's traditional handicapping. Rack drops from 40 to 16 wins powerfully. They're leaving in the barn now for what? 3 weeks. Working, but not exactly spectacularly. A 3 furlong work, a 4 furlong work. And what are they doing with him today? They're bringing him back for 16. Here's a horse that at 25, I love this horse. At 16, I don't. Now, that's why it's in here. Jimmy Bradshaw doesn't do that kind of stuff. He doesn't play those games. Jimmy Bradshaw wins more races than I do. But in this case, I was right. That's one of the drawbacks to using what we call the Vegas dead races. And we know who won. I mean, you can't argue about that.
I would go the horse out. Not on what Dick said, but based on his route lines. Look at that mile at Santa Anita. You know, he's beaten 4 lengths. Look at that Santa Fe mile. You know, the horse just doesn't stretch out because he's a sprinter. Look at all those turf lines. You know, he's never won at a round. Look at Venturilli, that Santa Fe line. You know, he's a competitor. He's a competitor on that mile late right there. So you use that in the bulk barn, you know you've got a chance. I doubt if I would have put that 3-5 favorite, I don't think I would probably throw him, but for a different reason.
Sure. Well, we're both coming to the same place from different areas. I'd also go back and look at the... But yeah, you look at May 2090. Here's a route. Now it's on the turf. It's hard to find. He hasn't run a dirt route. We see. So it's a little hard to know. I'm not quite that spectacular, but I hate the pattern. I'll tell you, if the horse is 6-1 with this pattern, probably don't throw him out. But at 3-5, the worst that can happen is I lose a 380 winner, 360 winner. That's not a tragedy.
I threw rack out because the percent median was so low, even it was too late.
Okay, there's another way to get it. I didn't look at his percent median.
He went out immediately because of
that. Okay, in that case, you made a very intelligent.
And also the sprinter stretching out, if the percent median doesn't equal your model, it proves that he has to have the energy to make that
You have to be, have to be a little careful with this one turn mile. Sprinters are stretching out very successfully here.
Yeah, just
like
get on.
Well, here's one. Well, no.
Here's his raw percent median of what we just said. It is really low.
That's much too low.
There he is, yeah. At 67.86, you can say the same thing about Ryan, and now guess what we're left with? House race win place.
And that Ryan went to that because he died at the half. He started losing energy.
Didn't beat show?
I'm sorry, you're right. Win place show. Never mind. Yes. With killers up here, Jimmy.
But that is a good thing to point out because he's just a. His percent median is terrible.
The mile race at Hollywood Farm is very strong, and the one third mile is very strong.
Oh, but that's not a big difference there. It's only about 1.4.
So now, this is
two carried away.
This was automatic adjusting.
I'm not going to throw a horse out on a 0.15. But still, if you're willing to say it has to be 68 or above and live and die with that figure, there's win play show for you. And without
obviously a little deficient in second time.
Anyway, that's a dead race. Let's shall we take a lunch break? And you want to look at some of today's race?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what let's do. At
on saving race, Doc couldn't save the race. It will save the race, people. It saves the race, but not if you don't type in a name. You can't come up here and it'll say that you've made a comment. On the comment section, you say, race number one, turf race, 8 furlong. And then after you've looked at it, and you want to save it, it'll have race one. It'll say enter or accept. It won't do that. You've got to enter race one.
Well, that wasn't my account. I give it a name that says that it was loading it back into energy. That's the problem. Spencer pointed out I was including the